If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And it is Best Sunday, Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Sunday with Dr. Nils Rasmussen is in the house today. And if you want to check him out, you can go to his website, www.nelshealingministry.com. Click on the testimonials and you can watch some of the amazing videos there. Or you can go to the Animal World Facebook page. That's Martha Norwalk. Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Then scroll down. It's the third post on the wall. And it is Dr. Nils' announcement of the, what is it called again?
It's the Help for Paralyzed Pets.
Help for Paralyzed Pets 2016. And you'll see a tricolored, mostly black corgi on the picture. That alerts you. But it's the third post down. I just checked on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook. Click on that, and that will take you to a full explanation of what this event is, what Dr. Nils is offering for free. And then there is, in fact, a link there for this montage video that's
right.
So impressive. So that's how you pick up the video. And then I want to remind you that next Saturday, I'd love for you to join us at the Ananda Annual Open House and Summer Solstice Celebration. It's at the Ananda Community in Linwood. It starts at 3 in the afternoon. Free food at the Ananda Farms Prana Cafe all afternoon. Lots of booze with vendors and great stuff and the farm fresh produce from the Ananda Farms and all kinds of neat things. Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon will be there. I'll be there at the welcome booth. 5 o'clock is the summer solstice celebration. That's free as well. And then at 6 o'clock is a free vegetarian spaghetti dinner for everybody. AnandaWashington.org if you want more information, or just show up at 3 o'clock at the Ananda community in Linwood next Saturday. And remember my classes. Last time I'll be teaching my classes this year on the east side. Natural Pet Pantry this Wednesday, 6:30 to 9 for communicating with animals. The following Wednesday, 6:30 to 9, the human to animal transference, $20 each or $35 for both. Please call for reservations to Natural Pet Pantry, 425-739-4738. All righty, Dr. Nels, it's time to get back to the phones. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, we're going to horse country now. We're heading out to Carnation, and welcome, Karen. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Karen.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
So what's going on?
So Cooper, a horse, 4 years old, you got the information. He's an Arabian.
Four-year-old Arabian horse, a gelding?
Gelding.
Okay.
Has skin issues, and I've tried a lot.
What color is Cooper?
He's chestnut.
Chestnut, okay.
Chestnut, yeah. So,
but he's got skin problems, huh?
Yeah, skin problems, and he is, the others don't have the issues.
So you have other horses as well?
Yeah.
And they don't have the skin problem?
No.
Because skin problems are not that common with horses, at least not in my experience, but I'm not, you know, I don't know that much. But what kind of skin stuff is it, Karen?
So the hair on his belly and his face has been basically removed from the little flies. It's always this summer. We've tried cortisone. I know that's not great, but SWAT, of course. Then I did Silica, sulfur, probiotics, multi, flax, apple cider. Darcy actually suggested apple cider in the water. That didn't necessarily work, but of course it's not all at the same time. So
right.
I don't know if there's something deep systemically, and I love Dr. Nels's reset consideration.
Right.
Well, yeah, so that it's a great place at least to start,
right,
you know, and
right.
Sometimes it's all you need to do because it just straightens out. So what are you getting?
Well, before we get into the actual tuning in part of this, one thing that people need to know is that embryonically, when any of us animals, when any of us animals are developing in the womb, we go through several stages, and in the early stage, where there's a thing called the mesoderm and then the ectoderm and the endoderm. Those are the three portions that develop into different parts of our bodies as those three layers. And the one that is associated with what we're talking about here is the ectoderm. That becomes the skin.
Uh-huh.
It also becomes the brain and entire nervous system.
Oh.
So in other words,
it's all connected.
The skin and the brain and nerve system are very intimately connected.
Wow.
And so it's entirely possible that the skin condition is related to stress.
Oh.
And since since that's a possibility, that makes it something that could possibly be amenable to what I do, because it's about changing the way the body is responding to the stress.
Well, I got a little bit of a surge of energy on that when you said it may be related, you know, to stress and the nervous system. So
right.
Interesting.
Right. So
yeah, in fact, sorry.
No, go ahead, Karen.
Yeah.
There is another horse who is naturally nervous, and he has a slight condition of it as well.
Huh, interesting. Okay. Well, anyway, so I'm going to tune in here and see what we need to do. And this horse's name again is Cooper?
Cooper.
Correct.
Cooper. Okay.
Cooper, and he's a chestnut.
Right.
Arab. I'll see if Dr. Nels is able to make the connection here with Cooper.
Right, yeah. We're getting a good connection. I'm just getting the details here.
So he's checking things out here, Karen.
Yeah.
And,
okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to be making contacts on the right side. And if you want to take notes on this,
I am?
Yeah. You might want to go out in the barn and do this. So I'm going to be contacting on the right side of Cooper's neck, a little bit lower than midway between his ear and the front of the shoulder. And it's way over on the side. In fact, it's almost to the throat. All right. So it's way over and slightly forward on the side, right side of his neck. And like I say, it's a little more than halfway down towards the shoulder. And then the other point is going to be between the lowest rib and the hips on the right side as well, about midway. And again, just slightly more towards the tail than midway. And we'll be contacting those two points. And it doesn't matter. I use certain polarity. I don't think we need to get into that discussion right now. I do this industrially, you might say. So polarity has more to do with making sure I don't get my energy screwed up. You can do it with any finger or even your whole hand. It works just fine on those points. And you just hang on for maybe a couple of minutes of when you're new at it.
So you're saying that Karen can repeat this.
Right.
And go
she
out
can
and
repeat
put her
this
hands
basic
in this
reset.
Spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do this basic reset.
Because it's
cool.
It has a very calming influence on the nerve system to do this. So I'm doing it energetically, and then she can do it through the sensory system to help, again, incorporate more of that neurological change that we want to see happen. All right, so I'm starting to get some good pulsing on these two points that I'm contacting. I want to let that settle in a little bit. So how long have you had Cooper?
Four years.
Okay, so since he was born?
Yes.
All right. And how long has he had this condition?
Probably the second year it was noticeable.
All right, so let me ask you a question. You don't need to get real detailed into the answer if you don't want, but was there any great big stress that happened just a little before he started coming down with this?
His co-gelding at the time that he was with was aggressive.
Uh-huh.
And he was a bit aggressive towards him.
Yeah.
Maybe
okay.
That might be it.
And also the possibility is if he was picking up anything from you, if there was a big family event that happened, you know, death of a loved
Always.
One, divorce, yeah. Yeah. So those, you know, those kind of stresses.
So are you saying, Karen, you have a lot of stress in your life related to those things?
Oh, you know, I'm just normal, I think. Well, I don't know, you know, I'm life.
Right.
So I'm not normal probably compared to an animal, you know, they're much more mellow.
Okay, so I got the right side done, and I got that I do need to go and do the similar thing on the left side as well. So you can just count on doing both sides. And
so the same spot,
right, the
but
same
on
spot
opposite
on
sides.
Opposite sides of the body. And it's not even critical which side you start on. I
okay.
started on the right. That was the indication I got. But it's not, like I say, it's not super critical.
So
you
you're
on
the left side now.
So I'm on the left side now. And what you're doing there is you're waiting to see if you can feel a pulsing sensation. It's very much like feeling your heartbeat in your hands or your fingers. And it should be even and synchronized in both hands. So this, for anybody else who's listening, this basic reset is just a great calming thing you can do with almost any animal in these similar locations. You know, as I talked about with the side of the neck and the lower back area. And then when I do my work, of course, there's lots of specific things that I do. But this one, I use it a lot because so many animals need to be reset before you can get into anything else. All right, good. Yeah. We've got good, strong pulses coming in here. And so, yeah, this is what I want you to do when you get a chance to go out in the barn is just do some more of that.
I just want to clarify, it sounds like it's on the upper part of the back and not on the lower part of the hip.
Right, it's near the spine. You're going to be
okay.
about 2 to 3 inches off of the center of the spine on the left okay. or the right when you're doing this work.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, and I have really, really good pulses here. So we've got the energetic balancing done, and then if you add in the sensory component a little bit later, that's that will be handy. And if you'd like to talk with me more about this or have me out, I go through Carnation every couple of weeks, so you know I can actually
Excellent.
Come out there. You can fill out the animal questionnaire on my website.
Ooh, this would be a good one, wouldn't it? For the, you know, did you hear Dr. Nell's talking about the giveaway event he's got coming up?
Oh, I hadn't, no.
Oh, okay. Well, if you go to the Facebook page, Healing Ministry for Animals, or Martha Norwalk's Animal World, either one, you'll find mine will be under events. Hers will be the third one down on her Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page. And you can click on that event, and there'll be details for how you can.
Yeah, you're looking for a picture of a mostly black and a tricolored corgi.
Yeah.
And it's Help for Paralyzed Pets 2016. Yeah. Click on that, and then there's all the information as to how to apply to be one of the 10 that get a free assessment session. Now, I want before, because Karen, we've got open, by the way, folks, we have wide open phone lines, and I'm going to stick with Karen for a while because we've got time and we can, and I have some questions for Dr. Nels.
Okay.
But everybody else, if you want to call in, now would be the time to do it. Local number 425-373-5527, toll free 1-888-298-5569. So we need some more callers, so pick up your phone. Anyway, I'm wondering, Dr. Nels, that at least, you know, with small animals, you know, dogs, cats, that sort of thing, when we get serious skin problems like, you know, Karen's describing, you know, with Cooper,
right,
it often relates to underlying food sensitivities and so forth.
Right.
I'm first of all, hey, you guys are awesome. Thank you for picking up your phones. Anyway, I guess they just need me to let them know that we really do need phone calls. I'm not just talking. I'm just giving them out. Well, a lot of radio shows just give out the phone numbers, and the phone lines are always full. So I just have to remember to tell you guys when they're not. Anyway, wondering, is Cooper like on pasture, or are you feeding hay, or what are you feeding Cooper?
We're feeding hay. We switched the food multiple times, and it doesn't seem to be the food. Because we've switched so many times, and
well, that's why I'm asking. Yeah. That's why I'm wanting Dr. Nels to test here to see if he's getting anything with that.
And so I'll tell you what. This is the quick and easy way. I want you just to think about the food that you're feeding him now.
Okay. Karen should think about
Karen
that.
Think about that.
You think about what you feed him now.
Okay. And I'm not getting any reaction, which means that's energetically there's no problem with that.
Okay.
And
excellent.
And I suspect that, yeah, because of the multiple changes in the food routine and nothing's changed there.
Okay.
I think that that the nerve system connections are pretty good bet.
All right, then I have another one thing I want you to test, Dr. Nels,
okay.
And that is, and this was Kathy's suggestion, which is an excellent one.
Yeah.
She's asking, she's wondering if the horse missing link for horses would help, of course, because that's designed to help skin and coat and all of that. So,
okay, what I get, and people may not quite understand this, but when I test, I'm testing for, does it work for the body? In other words, is it something that it's going to handle as food, as opposed to it demands a response from the body, which is what drugs usually do. So anyway, when I test it, the missing link tests out positive. There's nothing in there that's going to cause any problem.
Okay.
That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to help.
Okay.
You know, it's just
But he tolerates it. It's compatible with him.
Right.
And it's a good thing. So that's something else you can keep in mind, Karen, is putting him on some missing link.
Well, so I thought maybe it's because oftentimes skin issues are also coming out from the gut. So I was giving him probiotics, a lot of oils, like flax oil. And I thought maybe that might, none of the things that I gave him, you don't think that was helping? It's really a nervous system issue more than anything.
Well, Dr. Nels is testing these things energetically as you talk
right.
to them.
And I'm testing, and I'm not getting
reactions.
It looks
like they're all okay.
They're all checking out fine. So that doesn't mean that the gut isn't a problem, but the food
what you're
you
giving him is a good thing.
The foods
okay
you were talking about were certainly good.
So, but that could be indicative, Dr. Nels, right, that it's looking... seem like more of a confirmation that this may be energetic and nervous system related and all of that.
I was curious if you did, you know, tried acupuncture or anything like that.
No.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, to my mind, either me or acupuncture would be, you know, the next way I would go with everything that you've already tried.
Yeah, so okay. So what we want to do, Karen, is see how, you know, Cooper seems this week. Now, it may be difficult to know a lot initially, but remember, next week, Jude and Paul Ponton are in, and they are acupuncturists, and but they do the harmonic, you know, the acutonic forks and stuff. So I'd say it'd be really good for you to call in next week. You can give us any feedback that you have from this week, and are you noticing any, you know, changes with Cooper and the skin? And then they can look at the energy and add what they do to all of this and see where they we're at. In the meantime, you can go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. It's three posts down on the wall of help for Paralyzed Pets 2016, and obviously Cooper isn't paralyzed, but you know, he's got skin issues, but it's for anything, and click through on that and fill out the assessment form, and hope that you're one of the lucky ones that gets one of the 10 free slots.
Great. Dr. Nels, real quick, was that a reset? Is that what you just did?
Yeah, I called it my basic reset, and it's to calm the nerve system down.
And that is what you, because you, let's see, you did 2 points on either side, the basic reset. I think you didn't get it that you had to do anything more than that right now.
At this point, that's what needs to be done. So
okay,
it's a good foundation for anything that we come in the future.
But, you know, sometimes he has this happen all the time that they've been stuck in, you know, a freeze flight mode or whatever for a long time, since it could have been that, you know, at 2 years when it all started, and just the rebooting and the resetting is enough to shift the whole dynamic.
Right.
So let's think good thoughts. And then Karen, you give me a report next week and get on that assessment for Dr. Nell's big event coming up the end of the month. Okay.
Thank you.
All righty, Karen. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye, Karen.
Bye-bye. Boy, that was an interesting, you know, call. And interesting that we didn't get anything related to the more common things we would think about related to skin stuff.
Yeah.
I had never heard the explanation you had about how our bodies develop and that ectoderm and that...
Right.
It that becomes the skin, but also the brain and nervous system.
Yeah, they're
and how connected they are.
Extremely intimately connected.
That's very interesting. Very interesting.
Well, and if you some people might have heard of Bruce Lipton, who's a fairly famous researcher in cell biology, and he talks about the membrane of the cell being the actual brain of the cell. And essentially, you know, we're just a whole bunch of cells. So it's the membrane of the cell. You could call it the skin of the cell. So our skin is our interface with our environment.
Wow.
Yeah. And and so it does have to be intimately connected with our brain and nerve system.
All right. We are going to take care of our advertisers, and it is the most important part of the show. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. We are coming back to Peg and Shoreline after we do that. And we have open lines if you would like a session with Dr. Nels here on Animal World. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free 1-888-298-5569. Peg, hold on, and we will be with you right after we take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Animal World continues. More with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA washington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You heard us talking about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and that, of course, leads me to remind you once again that the annual Ananda Community Open House and Summer Solstice Celebration is next Saturday, June 18th. It's at the Ananda Community in Linwood. You can get all the details and, you know, directions and all of that sort of stuff at anandawashington.org. But it starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll be there at the welcome booth, so come on out, and I'll welcome you, give you a name tag, and give you your instructions for the day, and lots of great booths to attend, the Ananda Prana Cafe, free food all afternoon, and really good free food, lots of farm produce and products from the Ananda Farms in Camino Island that we've been talking about a lot on the show. Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon will be there with a booth, a lot of music all afternoon. 5 o'clock is the free summer solstice celebration and guest speakers and so forth. And then at 6 o'clock, the free vegetarian spaghetti dinner for everybody and tours of the community and all that good stuff. So I hope you'll turn out for that. And then check out Dr. Nels. You can check out his website at NelsHealingMinistry.com and click on testimonials and look at all the videos and all that good stuff. But the big thing today is really want to go to our Facebook pages, either Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page, it's the third post down on the wall, or you go to Nels' Facebook, which is Healing Ministry for Animals,
right,
on Facebook. And you'll find it posted right at
you
the top.
You click on the events tab.
Click on the events tab at Nell's Facebook page. And then what you're looking for is the post that says Help for Paralyzed Pets 2016.
Right.
Now, it's helped for all kinds of pets with all kinds of stuff. They don't have to be paralyzed.
Yeah.
That's just the title of the
right.
event.
Right.
As you know, Dr. Nels works on all kinds of stuff, emotional, physical, behavioral, and so forth. And you click on that post, and that will take you to a page with all the explanation and details, also a link to the incredible montage video of all the paralyzed pets, you know, the befores and afters, you know, that Dr. Nels has been helping, and that's really impressive. And you want to do that and fill out the assessment form, because Dr. Nels is giving away 10 packages.
Right, they're 45-minute consultations, vibrant pet discovery sessions.
Right, and 10 of those he's given away. He's going to do them during the week of June 27th through July 1st. But you want to get your application going now, because he's only going to award 10 of these.
Yeah, I've only got 10 of those.
Only got 10 slots. So first come, first serve, it sounds like.
That's what it says right on the event.
Well, then, that's just what you need to know. All right, it is time to get back to the phones. And as promised, we're headed to Shoreline. And Peg, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Good morning, Peg.
Good morning.
Hi, Peg.
Hi.
So what can we help you with?
Well, I think my cat and probably me.
Okay.
A reboot.
Let's see, and your cat is Scarlet, is that right?
Scarlet, uh-huh.
And she's a five-year-old.
Yep. About five. I had her 4 years. They thought she was around a year, maybe.
Oh, okay.
And what does she look like?
She's a Torby. She has five colors.
Okay.
Kind of more orangey.
Yeah, okay.
She's a very sweet cat, but she has separation anxiety, so I can't leave her for a long period. She's also a gobbler, so I can't leave food down. So it's kind of like she's high maintenance, but the sweetest girl. But right now, what I'm concerned about with her is she's over-grooming, and she's vomited some enormous hairballs. And she does take the
missing link,
yeah, from the time I got her. She's been taking that. So I don't know. I hate to think what it'd look like if she hadn't been.
Yeah. All right. Well, Peg, so in tuning in, I do find that we should start with you.
Absolutely.
Right. And so what I want you to do, what I'm picking up, is I need to have you close only your left eye. So do that.
Okay.
All right. And then my muscle test fails, which means that's reactive. And so I want you to keep that left eye closed, and we'll find out what I need to do next.
Okay.
And what comes up is the feeling of upset. So just think the word upset and keeping your left eye closed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's reactive. So I'll find a positive to replace that with. And it's the feeling of sincerity. So I want you to focus on the word, the feeling, sincerity, keeping your left eye closed, and I'll tell you what else to do in a moment.
Okay,
so you're going to be looking down to the right with just the one eye closed.
The left eye's closed.
Yep.
I'm looking
right.
down to the right.
And you're going to do the slow, controlled breathing, the slow breath in, hold it for several seconds, and then slowly breathe out and hold it out for several seconds. So get that going. And you'll be thinking sincerity and the number 6.
Okay, so close your left eye only. Look down to the right. Slow, controlled breathing. Thinking the word sincerity and the number 6.
This is a really there's a lot going on here.
And it looks like, are you working on the head?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my hands are jumping all around. So
yeah, they are. They're moving much more than they normally do. But you're in a sort of an unusual position too. That's why I asked if you were working on her head.
Right. The back of her head.
Yeah.
And now
that's
they're settling down. And we're getting really good solid pulses now. So there was a lot of energetic imbalance there.
Oh, well, that's a good sign, actually.
Yeah. And interesting now.
Because within this case, we want to find something that you can balance.
Right. And I was interested to know if you have any visual problems, things with your vision.
Odd. You know, I have had a change in my eyesight and a couple of weird eye things in the last few months.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. The reason I was asking that is the back of the head, the brain centers back there are related to the vision. So that's why I was curious. I don't, you know, to me, it's just it's.
But good that you asked, because that's a confirmation. She's ever said, "Yeah, I have had some eye stuff going on."
It's just to me. I'm
so might
kind
this
of
this what you're
what
doing this
on.
Balancing on the back of her head? It may help with that.
It will be interesting to know if that actually did something.
Yeah, you'll have to let us know, Peg.
So let me. You have you got both eyes open?
Now I do.
Okay. And now you can go ahead and close the left eye once more so I can double check here. And I'm not getting any reaction, so go ahead and have both eyes open, and I'll see if there's more that we need to do.
Okay,
we do. We need to have you close your right eye now.
Okay.
And otherwise, what you're going to do is the same thing. You're going to look down to the right with just your right eye closed. And you'll be doing the controlled breathing. And you'll be thinking sincerity and the number six.
Okay, so close your right eye only. Look down to the right. Slow, controlled breathing. Thinking the word sincerity and the number six. And it looks like you're still on the head.
Yeah, and we're doing it's all everything was the same except for the one eye closed. What that does is it focuses the way that information is moving through the brain in a different way.
Interesting.
So now what we've got is good solid pulses. This one wasn't nearly as wild as the first set.
Oh well, that's
okay.
It's improving.
So so you can breathe normally and eyes open again, and then just to double check, we'll have you close your right eye once more. And I'm not getting any response, so that's good. Let me see if there's anything else with you. Nope, okay, I get nothing more with you. So now we can tune in to Scarlett.
But Peg, you're going to have to let us know if this helps with the eye stuff that's been going on.
Yeah, I definitely will.
And by the way, I should discuss with you some homework around this feeling of sincerity. In other words, what you want to do is you want to look for in your life, you know, that you want to be aware of that feeling of sincerity in yourself and in others.
Okay.
And just kind of
like, are you being sincere
you want to feel that sincerity is an important part of your life. So you want to really be aware of it. And instead of getting into what most people will do is they will look for the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that
I immediately thought that.
Right. Exactly. So you don't want to be going there. I mean, it would be natural to sort of think that way. But what you really want to do is look for not the dichotomy, the sincerity versus insincerity. It's just sort of affirm sincerity when you see it. That's what you want to do. So you try to make that vibration, that feeling of sincerity, larger in your life and in your thoughts and awareness.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So now
we're on to Scarlet, Kitty?
Yes, Scarlet. And it's not a basic reset, so let's see what it is.
Oh. That's interesting. What kind of separation anxiety does she have, Peg?
Well, the neighbors say that she'll howl. They can hear her howling sometimes. She gets very anxious and nervous when I'm leaving.
Because that's very unusual for a cat.
Because I send her postcards when I'm gone, and I tell her I'm leaving and do all the things you told me to. And I think that helps, but I'm gone too long. She's a mess.
Yeah, so I found was one on the head and one on the right side of the chest. So it's kind of a head heart thing that's going on here. And I've got
the heart was on the left.
Well, it's in the center. It's in the chest.
Okay.
And we started with pulling the energy to the right side. So anyway, that's balanced. We'll see if we need to. Yeah, we need to do that on the left side as well. So we'll be doing that head connection to heart connection on both sides. And then we'll find out if there's more to be done. But that's it's always interesting to me to see what comes up because, it could have just as easily been a basic reset, reboot the nerve system, get out of fight or flight. But for some reason, that's not it. It's a whole nother thing, and related to maybe, you know, I guess I think in sort of general terms, how she thinks and how she feels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she's also terrified of men. If she even hears a man's voice, she is under the bed.
You know, it's very interesting because I've been working with animals for 37 years, and the number of times that women have told me that thing about men related to their animals,
yeah.
could be horses, could be almost anything, you know, and then I show up and it's like they don't treat me like a man, they treat me just like a person.
Well, your energy is probably not like a typical male.
maybe that's it.
But he can be a nice bridge for helping animals to get along better with male energy because, you know, they don't have they all love Dr. Nels.
Yeah.
And,
well, I figured she had been abused or something.
Well,
she may have been.
You know, it's possible. Anyway, what I did my balancing, and those were the points that needed to be done with Scarlett. So we've got your energy balanced and her energy balanced. So it will be interesting to see how things go in the next little while.
Yeah, so, Peg, why don't you, call us back next week, because we can have Jude and Paul tune in, too. But I really want to know how things go this week, both for you and for Scarlett.
Okay.
You know, are we seeing any difference in the eye thing, and how's she doing with her anxieties and the over-grooming and that sort of thing? So give us a call us next week and let us know. Now, is Peg another one that you'd recommend try to get one of these assessment packages? Dr. Nels is testing for
this. Yeah, I'm not picking up that this would be a particularly long-term thing, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you check. Let's see how it goes this week, Peg. You let us know, all right?
All right. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World.
You're welcome.
All righty. That leaves a line open for you, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. We're going to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. It'll be a short one, and then we're going to Carmen in Seattle, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, PARISO.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, psychiatrist Dr. Grant Brenner on how best to help a distraught friend through a breakup. And Dr. Stephanie Phobian of the Mayo Clinic shares the latest advice on turning menopause into a positive, individualized experience. In The Menopause Solution, a doctor's guide to relieving hot flashes, enjoying better sex, sleeping well, controlling your weight, and being happy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. Find more than 400 podcasts on conversationslive.net.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard us talking about Darcy Pariso, and she is our wonderful, very gifted animal communicator. And just to let you know, she and I have teamed up and at Natural Pet Pantry, and she is going to teach classes right after mine. So there's actually four Wednesday evenings you can come to Natural Pet Pantry. I will be there starting this Wednesday, teaching my animal communication class. The following Wednesday, the human to animal transference. You can do $20 per class or $35 for both. And then Darcy's coming in right after me, because once I get you understanding the basics of the interspecies telepathic empathetic communication and get the channels open, then Darcy's going to come in and do 2 weeks of practicing animal communication and receiving, and teach you all the stuff that she knows and does. So it's going to be really great that you can work with both of us. And probably the last time I'll be teaching on the east side this year. So give Natural Pet Pantry a call, 425-739-4738. All righty then. It is time. Dr. Nels is in the house. It is Best Sunday, Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, and I think you're going to be working on the human animal this time, Dr. Nels. So let's go to Seattle. And Carmen, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Good morning, Carmen.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, Dr. Nell.
Hi there. So what can we do for you?
I've been getting this off and on pain on my right ear, and it gets really itchy, and then it goes away.
Okay. All right.
So an off and on pain and itch in the right ear.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yes. So sometimes I get a little bit on the left, but mainly it's on the right side.
Right.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I should ask you, have you had any kind of professional actually look at your ear?
Last year, I got really bad ear infection, and I got medicine, and it got better, but I haven't recently, no.
Yeah, okay. I was just curious. So, what I'm going to do then is check in and see if there's any energy balancing that you need, and people should understand that generally when I do this work, it's not directed at fixing certain symptoms, but that symptoms to me are a sign of imbalance. And so I correct what imbalance I find, and frequently the symptoms will correct themselves. So that's...
So you don't like automatically go and start working on her right ear.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. Because the way it really works is that our bodies have a priority for what they need healed first.
Okay.
And many times some of the symptoms that people are most concerned about are actually minor in comparison to what's really going on under the surface. So we need sometimes something else really desperately needs fixing that you wouldn't even know about. Like, you know, there might be a problem with the way your heart energy is working, and, you know, your heart's more important than your right ear. So that would just be an example. But the idea is that some organs are more important to your overall survival than others. And the body doesn't think about health. It thinks about survival. So anyway, I will check in here and see where we need to start. Okay, it's in the past. Let me see where.
So, meaning whatever is going on with her now is coming from the past somewhere, rather than the current thing.
All right. Now, I don't have any idea how old you are, Carmen, and you don't necessarily need to reveal that. But what I'm picking up is something at age 43. Is that, are you over the age of 43?
No, I'm close to 40.
Okay, interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
so what does that mean?
So what happens is sometimes on the timeline, what I'm finding is, I hate to get into a discussion of how Einstein saw time, but let's just say it was more like a map and a terrain than the way we experience it.
okay.
And so what that would indicate, and I think that's the explanation for clairvoyance, really, is that some people have access to the map more than other people do, so they can see in different directions.
Huh,
but what I'm picking up then is something that energetically is, you might say, poised to happen around that time, and it's somehow affecting your balance, your energy balance today. And so we can kind of, interestingly enough, we can go and work on, I don't know if I want to call it repairing that. It's more like setting up for success is the way I look at it. So anyway, so let's just see about this age 43 thing. All right, yeah, I can find something there. So let's see what it is. And it's a feeling of regret.
Oh.
Yeah, so... interesting. We're going forward, so then we're looking back.
Well, yeah, that's kind of strange.
Very interesting. This is the first one. This is the first one of those we've done on the radio. Okay,
yeah,
so yeah, anyway, let me see where we need to go from regret to what here. And it's the feeling of harmony. So I want you to focus on the feeling of harmony, and we'll find out what to do with that. Okay, so with your eyes closed, I'll have you look down to the right, like toward your right shoulder, and you can keep your head on straight and just look with your eyes in that direction. And then I want you to do the slow, controlled breathing, deep breath, hold it for a few seconds, and then slowly breathe out and hold it out a few seconds, and do that over and over. And while you're doing that, you'll be focusing on the feeling of harmony and the number 7.
Okay, so Carmen, closed eyes, look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking of the feeling of harmony, and the number 7.
And the pulses were pretty erratic there, but now they're starting to come in, and they've synchronized, so you can open your eyes. And I'll have you think this thought so I can test. Think, I'm 43. Okay, so there's nothing going on there now that's not reactive.
Well, that's interesting. So it could be something that's going on now or in the past that would have been a problem.
Well, interestingly enough, yeah, it's like when you start thinking about time, it kind of blows your mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, it could be something that's going on now about which she will feel a strong sense of regret when she's 43, right?
But we already, obviously you fixed that, right?
Well, we took care of, I guess what you'd say is the way to handle this is when you start to feel this experience of regret or something, you know, that you feel is akin to that, you would want to focus on the feeling of harmony. But even more importantly, setting you up not to have to feel that regret would be to focus on harmony now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I would recommend that what you do is be aware of how harmony is in your life. Where is the harmony? And when there's something that doesn't feel harmonious, you can, oftentimes we can change our reality by how we feel. So start to just invoke a feeling of harmony in yourself.
Well, I'm wondering, you know, the Ananda Peace Initiative, you know,
yeah,
Lord,
yeah,
fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony.
Are you doing that?
Are you? Excellent.
Yes,
excellent. All right.
Could that be bringing to the surface some stuff here then?
Yeah,
she's been doing that affirmation.
It's possible. You know, let's try another little thing too here, Carmen,
okay,
so we can test. Now, that's your right ear that tends to give you the problem, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to have you do is put a hand over your left ear, and you might have to move your phone or something, but anyway, put your hand over your left ear, and then I'll test.
Okay.
I'm not getting anything there, so let's try switching and then putting your hand only over your right ear.
Ooh.
Okay, and I do get something.
Ah.
So what we'll do is I'm going to find out what I need to do related to that particular imbalance we just uncovered here.
Yeah, very good.
And it's the feeling of dominating, which usually doesn't mean that you're dominating somebody. It's that you're tired of, you know, somebody else's being dominating. Not necessarily to you, but it could be to someone else. You just, you know, you're you're fed up with that dominating vibration. So now what I'm going to do is we'll find a positive feeling to replace that. And I thought it would be, and it is, harmony.
That peace and harmony prayer, that's a good one for you.
So let me see what else to do with this now. Okay, so what we're going to do is pretty much what we did the last time here. We're going to have you with your eyes closed, looking down to the right. But this time, you're going to make sure that your right ear is covered. All right?
Oh, so cover her right
ear. Yeah, cover the right ear, eyes closed, down to the right. Do the controlled breathing and focus on harmony and the number 6.
Oh, okay, so closed eyes, looking down to the right. Cover your right ear. Slow, controlled breathing, focusing on the feeling of harmony and the number 6.
And now we're getting good, strong pulses starting to come in here. So you can go ahead and uncover your ear for a moment, have eyes open, breathe normally. And then just to double check, I want you to cover that right ear again. Got it?
Oh, strong now.
Yep, now it's strong.
Okay, so
let's just double, triple check.
Cover the left ear.
I'll have you cover your left ear again. Let me know when you've got that.
Got your left ear covered?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And
that's still strong.
That's strong. All right, so that means that we've got that. Everything I can think of to do to help get the energy balanced around that situation. So your job is to focus on harmony in your life and see it everywhere and feel it as often as you can.
All right. So Carmen, why don't you call us next Sunday and let us know how that pain in the ear, you know, if it's gone or what's gone on. We know, you know, we can always have Jude and Paul tune in too, but I'm real curious to see, because you got some really good stuff on this one and did, you know, a number of sets there. So
yeah.
So will you check with us next week, Carmen?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you, Carmen.
Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, and that's just fascinating, and because our concept of time is pretty black and white, but in the bigger picture,
yeah,
it's mind-boggling, especially if you get into, like, quantum physics and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
that's kind of,
you know,
like, what?
Yeah. You know, Einstein's pictures of things like gravity and time, it all sort of ended up looking to me like maps, like, you know, actual structures that if you took a different perspective from just being a human moving through time on a, you know, minute-by-minute basis, instead it's like this map that's laid out there. And not necessarily does that mean everything's predestined, but it is like, you might say it's the terrain through which we're going to be walking in the future. Yeah, it's very, you know. And then of course you get the multiple universes thing that some people theorize, and how maybe there's many layers to this map, and doesn't take very long before you get dizzy thinking about all that.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. All right, folks, we are here for another full hour. We're here until noon. We'll have open phone lines throughout that time. Now, I will have to work in current events next hour, so I'd suggest if you're wanting a session with Dr. Nels that you get on the phone now, get in the queue, so we have plenty of time to help you and your animal friends out. Local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We're going to close out hour number 2. Fire out hour number 3. We'll come back to the phones. We've got to do a missing link giveaway, and we'll get current events in there sometime. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.